You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the latest edition of the William Hill Boxing Podcast. Good to have you listening, folks. A big week of boxing ahead with the IBF heavyweight title clash between Anthony Joshua and Charles Martin on Saturday night at London's O2 Arena. And we're going to break this fight down now with two experts of the game. It's Radio Raheem from Seconds Out, who produces the content for William Hill on YouTube, and the Daily Telegraph's boxing correspondent Gareth A. Davis is with us as well. My name's Dave Kellner. I'll be providing you with the odds and winding these two up and letting them go here. And first of all, let me introduce Radio Raheem. Good afternoon. How are you doing, Raheem?
I'm excellent, excellent. Just finished a press conference introducing Connor Ben to the Matchroom family. So we're busy today, and it's great. Just waiting for the build-up to this fight to be done, so we can see these guys step in the ring. That's Anthony Joshua and Charles Martin.
And also on the line now, the Daily Telegraph's boxing correspondent, Gareth A. Davis, is with us. Gareth, good afternoon.
A very good afternoon to you both, gentlemen.
Looking forward to this bout immensely. Start with you, Radio Raheem. The betting here with William Hill sees Anthony Joshua as the 2-9 favourite. The draw 33-1. And Charles Martin, a 7-2. Clearly, the British public, Raheem, expect big things from Anthony Joshua. And you guys were there for the open workout on Monday night. Did that workout go as expected?
Well, it did. And the thing about open workouts, especially the week of the fight, you don't generally get to see much there of what these guys are going to do in the ring. So I would say, based on my knowledge of the two fighters, I can understand why British fans think that Anthony Joshua is going to go ahead and win this title and walk out victorious. It's because he's knocked out 15 of his 15 opponents, and he's looked pretty damn good doing it. And I think Charles Martin is something of an unknown quantity. Like, the way he won the title wasn't really definitive. We don't know if he would have been able to walk out of there with that strap around his waist had his challenge been competitive. Had the fight not been stopped by injury, would he still be world champion right now? We don't know. So I think that goes a lot to why people have made Anthony Joshua such a favorite. And I don't think that they're wrong. I mean, it stands to reason that this guy is on his way up, and they wouldn't have taken the fight if they didn't think they could win it. And we'll have to wait and see Saturday night if they're right.
Gareth, I read a piece that you wrote about Anthony Joshua prior to this fight, and rather than focusing on Charles Martin, all the talk turned to a possible bout in the future against Tyson Fury. He's clearly a confident character, Anthony Joshua. Do you think he's taking Charles Martin too lightly?
No, not at all. And I'd like to go back to Monday night at the York Hall, and I do find out a lot in fight week by going to these events and, smelling them up close, sensing what they're... No, seriously, looking deep into their eyes, having little one-on-ones with them, looking at their body language, focusing on the things that are important at this time. As Raheem says, rightly, you don't necessarily learn what's going to go on in the ring when the act itself takes place on Saturday night. And Monday night is still a long way in their minds and in terms of time before they make those moments and the nerves come for them. But I do think what I picked up from Anthony Joshua, first of all, who you mentioned there, and about some of his utterances in the last few days, he's upped his game. He's talking back at other fighters now. He used to keep shtum. He had tape across his mouth. He said about Tyson Fury, calling him a raw novice, who he would with like a child in the gym. Anthony Joshua has rebuked those comments and has said that he's rightly come back in the right way by saying to Tyson Fury, who do you think you are, Sugar Ray Robinson? I watched your fight against Vladimir Klitschko on November the 28th last year, when the heavyweight belts were scattered to the winds, and Tyson Fury kind of released and opened up the young lions to fight now in the division, and it has made it incredibly exciting. And Tyson Fury needs a lot of credit for that. But I think what we're seeing with Anthony Joshua is his ability to bark back at the other young lions now, as he did with Charles Martin over the weekend as well. The good thing about Anthony Joshua, and in many ways Charles Martin is in the same boat, is that they are both untried and untested at this world championship belt level. That's what's so fascinating. I found Charles Martin to be a very relaxed, very youthful, and very loose individual in terms of the way he looks physically. He seems very comfortable over here in the UK, very comfortable around the chants of who are you, as we hear now. I think Anthony Joshua is the favourite. I think the odds are too long on Martin. I think it's a much closer fight than the odds are made at the moment, in my view, because they're both untried and untested at this level. We don't know how good Charles Martin is. We don't know how powerful his punches are, that left hand, some great left hand work he's got. He's talked about as being very, very useful in the gym, in sparring. And what we do know about Anthony Joshua is he's got an awful lot of power, but he is still very raw. Sitting a foot away from both of them on Monday night, they both know that it's when the bell rings that we're really going to find out who is going to go on and be a genuine contender rather than just a prospect. Because even as Charles Martin's admitted himself, he didn't feel like he had a fight against Vyacheslav Glazkov to win the belt. He said it himself in the ring afterwards. So this is a massive test for him. He's securing his family's future by coming over here. I think Anthony Joshua fights in the arena for the sixth time in his career. That's an advantage, and will sleep in his own bed all week. Those kind of are minor advantages in a contest like this. And Anthony Joshua has become a huge figure over here in hype terms as well, because he won that Olympic gold medal at super heavyweight in a home games. So he was obviously put on a pedestal and elevated at that point. But truly, he's only really had one test, and that was against Dillian White in his last fight, where he did have to reach for something for 6 minutes. If that hadn't happened, I think the odds would be very, very even in this contest.
Raheem, it's a good point Gareth makes about the familiarity with the venue as well, because that's something that Dillian White said after his fight against Anthony Joshua. He didn't expect the crowd to be as vociferous as they were on that occasion, and maybe Joshua just handled it better than White.
Well, I mean, Joshua was more comfortable. And I think Joshua said himself, and I agree with this, that more has to do with the beginning of the fight. When the fighter enters the ring and those hot lights are upon them and they hear the crowd and there's so much noise, you got to get used to people shouting at you, unfamiliar names. Can you zero in and focus on the task at hand, not be distracted by all of that or collapsed by the pressure of the moment? But once you're into the fight, I think for most world-class fighters, elite fighters, that kind of thing washes away and you come into your own and you go in there and do the business that you've come to do. I would like to associate myself, though, with some comments that Gareth said earlier. We were talking about Monday. When I was speaking about the fighters not showing you much, I was speaking about physically. When they get in there and hit the
pads they
generally don't show you much. But, of course, for the entire buildup, from the very moment the fight's announced, you can glean things from their attitudes and their body language. And certainly Monday, I would say, having been able to talk to both of these guys for the first time in the buildup to this particular fight, I thought that even though they are both confident that they can win, they approach the fight from very different standpoints. Even though it's Charles Martin coming in with the title, the IBF heavyweight champion, he's the guy that's supposed to, you would think, be the favorite being the title holder. He's definitely coming in to prove something. He's still talking about his backstory. He's still talking about his childhood, how rough he had it, what he's had to come through, and what this fight proves and what winning the championship proves for him. That's a different kind of motivation that I'm seeing from Anthony Joshua, who I feel like has, I won't say he has nothing to prove in his mind, but he feels like he's on a track now. He's not talking about his history anymore, which he used to do. He's not talking so much about coming through adversity, which he used to often do, but now he talks more about his career and the trajectory of where he wants to go. So these guys, Anthony Joshua is a lot more comfortable in this moment. He feels like he's on pace, a course that he set, a course that his promoter has laid, and they're right on target with where they want to be. Whereas Charles Martin feels like he's, even though got the strap, he's scrapping his way in. He's still got to break through and come away from where he's begun to where he wants to go. So those two different motivations clashing on Saturday night, it's hard to call which one will prevail. I mean, you could even say that Anthony Joshua coming in more comfortable could be surprised by a very hungry and aggressive Charles Martin, who could even be awkward. And, of course, the southpaw, something that Anthony Joshua hasn't had to face many times, you know, early in the fight, could catch him off balance, and then we're really in for a war.
One of the things that that he mentions there, which I think we must take into account, is that the fact that Anthony Joshua, in many ways, they're both novices, okay? And I say that with respect to them. You know, they are both in this type of fight for the first time, where it's you know, bust or glory in many ways on Saturday night. But the one thing about Anthony Joshua is he's fought in front of 10,000 people day in, day out at the Olympic Games in a cauldron of pressure. Then he's fought as a big star over here throughout his whole 15-fight career. Charles Martin hasn't been in massive, massive occasions yet. And I think the fact that Joshua's headlined sellout nights at the O2 Arena, used to the pressure, the atmosphere in the crowd and having to perform, the one thing that I think in this contest is Joshua will be looking to get the job done early. And I think it's key in this fight. The longer it goes, the better it is for Charles Martin. I don't think Martin will come charging in. I think he'll move. I think he'll move away. I think he'll be sneaky. He mentioned that word to me yesterday. He's going to be sneaky. He's going to look to extend this fight as long as possible. The longer you can keep Anthony Joshua in the ring, as Dillian White showed, the better it's going to be for you. But the problem is, Joshua clearly has massive power. We don't truly know about what power Charles Martin has against someone like Anthony Joshua. Joshua cannot make mistakes against him. He's a slippery southpaw, Charles Martin. And I do think that if Martin is looking for a war, he's looking at being knocked out. And I do think we're going to see a cagey Charles Martin, a clever Charles Martin, who is going to move. And I don't think they're going to go toe-to-toe, but I think Joshua, without chasing him, will go after him, because it's the only way he knows how to fight as well. Yes, he'll get that big ramrod jab going, but I do think that it's a major, major test for both men. If Anthony Joshua wins on Saturday night, he becomes one of the biggest sports stars in Britain overnight. Charles Martin, and this is an important point as well, 4.5 months ago, Charles Martin had no inkling that he would be holding the world title belt, let alone coming here and earning $5 million or £3 million in the region of that amount anyway, for defending his title against a rising star in Britain. I think one of the factors here is Joshua knows he's been rising towards a world title, but he's taken the opportunity. He wanted it, Eddie Hearn says. He wanted it, Tony Sims, his trainer, said. It's him that's pushed for it. They are all slightly concerned about the risks they're taking. There is a big gamble, but it's an opportunity. And boxing is about opportunism. It's what happens after this that might be difficult for Joshua and his team as well.
It is a risk, isn't it, Raheem? This title fight for Joshua has come earlier on in his professional career than he anticipated, and his backing group anticipated as well.
Well, and to that point, let me offer the reverse of what Gareth has just said. Although I agree with his analysis, I was thinking of it more in the reverse on my analysis, and here's what I mean. I do think it's early in the fight that the fight can be decided, if you will. But I think it's Charles Martin who needs to make a statement early, who, if the fight is short, will be the victor. And I say that because it's him who needs to make Joshua uncomfortable for all the reasons that we've just discussed. I think what boxing is also about is adjustments. You have to be able to make adjustments. And I don't think that we've seen that from Joshua yet. If something happens early in the fight that makes him uncomfortable, puts him under stress, makes him do something that he didn't anticipate having to do, literally having to make an adjustment. If it's being a southpaw, if it's Martin being more aggressive than he anticipated, if Martin's punch is harder, I don't know what that factor might be, but Charles Martin needs to come up with a factor to make Anthony Joshua uncomfortable at home, where he's generally comfortable in front of all the fanfare, the lights. Like you say, he's in the UK. All these things play to his favor, but Charles Martin can turn that around on a dime if he can make Joshua hesitate, if he makes him have to think and make an adjustment that he's never had to make before. That has to happen early. If he allows Joshua to get comfortable, figure him out, if he stays outside and tries to be sneaky, which is a word he used with me as well, that's definitely something he's putting out there, it may be too late by the time he sneaks in with that punch. Joshua may be too comfortable, too confident. He lets Joshua pace the fight his own way, lets Joshua dictate the fight too late. It may be just too much for Martin to overcome after the fourth or fifth round. So I'm not saying that he has to jump on him necessarily and be overly aggressive, but he's got to find something to tip that scale back in his favor.
If I could chip in early. If I could chip in and make the seesaw swing again here, Raheem, what I would say is this, that I do think Joshua's come through. He had six torrid minutes against Dillian White in his last fight where he was floundering. And I do think he came through something in that fight, which was he had to bite down in his gum shield. He needed to hold, and he didn't do that for a start. But he came through a torrid 6 minutes, rounds 3 to 5 in that fight. And I think if he hadn't had that moment, I would say he would be more of an underdog in this fight, in my view. But I think because he's come through that, because he's come through a tough time in there, which it's not the same as sparring as the soldiers tell us, you know, we as civilians. And the thing is, I think what I notice about Charles Martin from all the video I've seen of him is that he controls range very well. He has a great stance, and he might not have fleet-footedness in terms of his footwork, but I do think he's got very good command of range, whereas Anthony tends to just let his hands go and doesn't think much about the range. And apart from Dillian White, he's been able pretty much to punch through his opponents. And I think, like Raheem just said, it's those kind of adjustments where we're going to find out about Joshua, and we're going to find out how sneaky or how clever or how slick Charles Martin can be in changing his patterns in this fight and confusing Anthony Joshua. But I think the problem for Charles is that, Prince Charles, is that if he does take it to Joshua, I do think Joshua has immense power. And I think the problem for him is he doesn't want to get caught early by Joshua, because Joshua will then pour it on. I mean, these are the imponderables, frankly. I mean, there are so many imponderables in this contest. It may come down to who's the more composed and mentally balanced on the night. And to be honest, so far, both of them look incredibly confident about this contest.
Is it a case, Gareth, as well? A lot of people are saying in the lead-up to this fight, Joshua on occasion has let his emotions take hold, but is he learning all the time about the boxing game, and still, in professional terms, is he a young fighter?
Yeah, definitely. He was emotional for the Dillian White fight, and he said to me yesterday that if he fought Dillian White again, it will probably be the same kind of fight, because that's the way those two feel about each other. There's a chemistry there. He's much more detached for this contest. It's clear in his body language. He's not. I know that when the gloves were off, behind the scenes, and we're not going to see some of this, that Martin did try to get stuck into Joshua mentally with some language that isn't going to be played out on the show, and it didn't work at all with Joshua. He definitely learnt from the Dillian White fight not to get emotionally involved, because it does make you feel different. We all know that as human beings. If you're emotionally invested and not cool, calm and clinical, then it brings a different side of you out. And that's where Joshua's got to be very careful in this fight with Charles, not to make errors, because Charles will capitalize on it. There's no question about it. If Joshua does march forward and he's just throwing punches and Charles is able to evade them and come back with counters of his own, it could be a rough night for him. But I really do feel the longer the fight is, the better it is for Martin.
I agree 100% with what Gareth has said, especially in regards to staying calm, being an advantage, staying cool and collected, absolutely being an asset in the sport. What's interesting, I think about both of these fighters, but I'm going to talk about Anthony Joshua first, is that as polished as he is, as smooth an operator as he is with the press, I've spoken to many people around his camp and some outside of it, and I can see it in him when I talk to him, that there's another Anthony Joshua there, the guy that's smiling and talking to the press and handling everything very smoothly and gently sometimes. It's not the guy that rages inside him when those gloves are laced up and that bell rings. I think we might end up, from both of these guys, by the third, fourth round, if nobody's really dominating, if it really does become a seesaw match, the aggression and the animal instinct might come out. We might end up with one hell of a war here tonight.
Yeah,
Saturday night.
Do you know, Raheem, I've seen the shadows moving, the silhouettes of them moving in that way as well. And, you know, it's very interesting you say that because I have this conversation with Eddie Hearn, Joshua's promoter, often, that Anthony, because I look deep into Joshua's eyes as well, and behind the smiles and the kind of booming ho-ho-ho and the low tones and the soft way he speaks, you look deep into his eyes, there is a real menace in that guy. And he's a bad guy, as Eddie Hearn describes him, trying to be good. And you need that to unify the heavyweight belts. Tyson Fury's got it when he steps into a ring. He's a bad man. I watched him from a few feet away in on November the 28th last year. I know there weren't a lot of punches thrown. I know people have been denigrating about that contest, but he still beat Klitschko up in there that night over 12 rounds. And, you know, you've got to have bad in you to do it. And I agree, he's got bad intentions. I don't see the same bad intentions in Charles Martin. But
let me offer this, Gareth. When you have a guy who feels like he's crapped himself up from the bottom, who's been disrespected even though he's got the title around his waist, who's still trying to feed his family. He's not living, you know, in the lap of luxury just yet. He's not on those soft pillows and condos and high rises and nice cars just yet. He's got something inside him that's angry. And even when he tries that veneer that we see from Joshua so much, he tries to be calm, we see flashes of rage. And it's that rage. It's that injustice that he feels. It's that sense that I've got to prove that I belong here. Where that mean can come out, where that rage could unleash. And if the veneer is stripped away from both of these guys and we get the guys underneath to fight, it's going to be a classic.
But also, you've got to see him. You've got one of the factors here is that Charles Martin has been prepared to come to the UK to defend his title. And, you know, I think money does talk, you know, and I do think he has come to earn a lot of money here. I mean, why isn't he defending the title in the United States? Why is he coming here to defend it? So you have to ask that question as well, you know. He's being an opportunist. He either sees Joshua as easy pickings, or he knows he's earning a lot of money for coming here, so he's decided to come here for that reason.
I think it's the latter, isn't it, Gareth? It must be the latter.
I think it is. I think you're going to ask us for our picks soon, and I'm going to give you, you know. But I do. I think Charles Martin has come here because he knows he's getting a major payday. I asked him about this. He's got little kids. He's a lovely man. I really, really like Charles Martin. I've had him on the radio with me before as well, and I think Charles knows he's securing his kid's future with this fight, and I think that is a big factor in his life.
Let's nail down the picks then. We've got lots of markets here at William Hill. Just go to sports.williamhill.com, click on the boxing page and you'll see the bout odds. Anthony Joshua 2-9, the draw 33-1, Charles Martin in the betting at 7-2. You can bet on method of result. We've got round betting, enhanced odds betting, loads of markets available on this fight on Saturday night. Raheem, we'll start with you. What's your prediction? Maybe give us around as well, if you think there's going to be a knockout in this fight.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I can't give you a definitive prediction, but what I can tell you is the two scenarios I see possible. I see an early an early win for Charles Martin, believe it or not, because as I said earlier, if he does frustrate Joshua, if he can surprise Joshua, if he can do something that Joshua's not prepared to adjust to, he can maybe get him out of there early. I think both of these guys have knockout power. If the fight goes on beyond, say, four, maybe five rounds, then I'm going the other direction. I believe Joshua, that means he's comfortable. That means he's dictating the pace. That means that the fight's going his way, and I see him stopping Charles Martin before the eighth round.
Well, Raheem gets splinters in his backside for that because he picked both guys there.
Yeah, well, I told you I was going to do that from the outset, but I told you why as well. Well, I'm no Nostradamus. I'll just break down the two ways I can see this fight.
I'll do a similar thing. If it's a long fight, I see Prince Charles Martin going home with a belt, but I don't see it going back to America. I think I'm seeing an Anthony Joshua. It is a big gamble, but I'm seeing, and I do think there are concerns in his camp as well that he's coming too early for this. But I see an Anthony Joshua win by stoppage or knockout inside the first six rounds, maybe even inside the first five rounds. Because I think once Joshua's big punches do land, I think Charles Martin is going to realize that he's in with someone who punches very, very, very hard. And we've seen that with a lot of, a lot of guys who've been in there with him. Their face changes when they're hit by him. And at some point, Charles Martin's going to be hit. Some point, Anthony Joshua's going to be hit. But I see a win for Joshua in round five or round six by knockout or TKO.
Anthony Joshua to win in round five is 8-1. Anthony Joshua to win in round six is 10-1. And if you want Anthony Joshua to win in rounds 1-6, that's 8-13. Just to put some prices on the markets that Raheem suggested, Charles Martin to win in round one is 40-1. Round two is 33-1. Round three is 33-1. And round four is 33-1. And if you like the look of Anthony Joshua to win in round 7-12, that's available at 100-30 in the other market section. So some good bets there put up by the chaps. You can follow Gareth on Twitter as well, at Gareth A. Davis DT. And you can follow Radio Raheem at Radio Raheem TV as well. Gareth, thank you for your company.
Absolute pleasure, gents. Absolute pleasure breaking down this fight. And it's such a great time for boxing at the moment in this country. Oh. It's such a great time for the heavyweight division. And, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you both.
Thank you, Gareth. Thank you, Radio Raheem. And keep producing that quality content for William Hill as well.
Well, thank you. Every time I talk to you on or off air, I always learn something. This has been no exception. So I appreciate you guys involving me in the conversation, and I look forward to doing it again.
Thank you to everyone that's listened to the boxing podcast as well. You can get this via audioboom.com, or you can catch us on iTunes as well. And thank you again to Gareth and Raheem for their contribution, and we'll speak again soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.